This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. ICE raids Ventura County farms. Almond estimate up 7% at America First at USDA. Meanwhile, FY26 funding advances. ICE again raids Ventura County farms. Federal immigration agents carried out coordinated sweeps at multiple Ventura County farms yesterday, targeting work sites in Camarillo and Carpintanera. The operation, led by ICE, focused on farms along Laguna Road and Glasshouse Farms, among other locations. Video captured agents deploying tear gas and less lethal rounds at crowds of protesting workers and immigration rights advocates at the Camarillo site. The Ventura County Fire Department confirmed a spike in 9/11 calls around midday for individuals experiencing breathing difficulties. Emergency crews responded to treat multiple people, including first responders, though details on injuries was limited. The use of tear gas led to chaotic scenes as crowds scattered and some individuals collapsed while coughing. The incident is a part of a broader uptick in immigration enforcement actions across Southern California's farm regions. It follows a similar wave of raids in June, during which more than 30 individuals were arrested at agriculture sites in Ventura County. Senator Monique Lamon of Santa Barbara, who will soon assume the leadership of the Senate, castigated the actions as, quote, terrorizing to our communities, documented or not. USDA forecast 7% boost in almond crop. The Department of Agriculture is projecting a larger almond crop for California, estimating total production at 2.8 billion meat pounds, that according to the National Agriculture Statistics Service Objective Measurement Report. It's a 7% increase over May subjective forecast and a 3% rise from the 24 crop. The forecast reflects improved growing conditions following years of drought and lower yields. Almond Board President and CEO Clarice Turner lauded the increase as, quote, encouraging news and reflects the hard work of our growers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Rollins issues America First memo to USDA staff. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins wants USDA to prioritize U.S. companies and people in the spending of taxpayer dollars. Foreign competitors benefit from USDA-funded projects, receiving loans, supporting overseas businesses, and grants that enable foreign competitors to undermine U.S. economic and strategic interests, she says in an America First secretarial memorandum posted this week. The memo directs personnel to provide information within 30 days about arrangements or sub-arrangements involving foreign persons or entities. It also says any future arrangements must be reviewed by the Office of Homeland Security, the Office of General Counsel, and the Office of the Chief Scientist. Every dollar will be scrutinized and stopped if determined to not be in the best interests of the nation's agricultural community, which nourishes, powers, and clothes the American people, Rollins' memo says. Negotiations will be necessary on House and Senate ag spending bills. Senate appropriators hoping to move the USDA FDA funding bill to the floor along with two other appropriation bills. The full Appropriations Committee advanced the fiscal year 2026 Agriculture Rural Development, FDA, and related agencies bill on Thursday in a unanimous vote. Now take note, the bill has some key differences with the House version. The Senate version funds food for peace at a slightly higher level, requires an analysis before moving the program into the USDA. It also increases funding for WIC while maintaining the cash value benefits for fruits and vegetables. Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair John Hovind of North Dakota said the goal is to bring three bills to the floor at the same time: agriculture, commerce, justice and science, and legislative branch appropriations. While both the agriculture and legislative branch bills sailed through without many hiccups, the committee went to an extended recess, attempting to find a compromise on language related to the site of FBI headquarters. Coalition calls for more time on tomato dispute. A coalition led by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce urging Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick to hold off on pulling the U.S. out of an agreement suspending tariffs on Mexican tomatoes. The letter yesterday marks the chamber's first public foray into a dispute that pits tomato growers, mostly based in Florida, against importers and growers with operations on both sides of the southern border. Terminating the agreement would likely have widespread repercussions on the U.S. economy, affecting agriculture, warehousing, logistics, grocery, and restaurant industries, the 31 industry groups write. This decision could create challenges for the U.S. economy, and we therefore urge you to pause this decision to allow time to negotiate a new agreement. Now take note, the correspondence is only the latest action in a string of lobbying efforts from both sides of the dispute. Efforts have ramped up in recent days and weeks as the deadline for U.S. withdrawal approaches on Monday. You can read more about the lobbying battle over the issue on AgriPulse.com. Government must explain reasoning on release of RIF plans. The judge handling a challenge to federal agencies' reorganization plans has ordered the government to explain why it shouldn't have to submit these plans to the court. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston ordered the federal government to file a response to the plaintiff's request for discovery, which seeks copies of 40 separate plans from 17 agencies for reductions in force. The government had argued that the plans were not subject to disclosure under the deliberative process privilege. The judge indicated she does not agree with that argument and that, quote, the court is not inclined to order the near total redaction sought by the government. The Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that agencies could move forward with RIF plans, but pointedly said it was not ruling on the legality of the plans themselves. Here's today's final word. California has gone rogue and caused real harm to consumers under its cage-free egg commitments. That Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins on the Trump administration suing California over Prop 12. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Alley.